And on the phone now, I have Una Phelan from the Greyhound Rescue Association of Ireland. Hello, Una, how are you?
Hi, Noel, how are you doing?
Not too long set up, this association, is it?
Yeah, we founded in 2010, Noel. We're kind of an umbrella group of different rescues and organisations who are involved in rescuing greyhounds in Ireland.
Okay, well, let's kill a few false perceptions that people have of greyhounds. Most people don't think of them as pets, I imagine. And also, they imagine that they run at the first thing that moves. But this is all not true.
Not at all. Nothing could be further from the truth. There is a perception in Ireland that they don't make good pets, and people kind of associate them with racing. But actually, in reality, they couldn't be further from the truth. They're the most lazy dogs. They're known as the 40-mile-per-hour couch potato. They're more happy lying on their backs with their four legs in the air on the sofa than they are running around after things. They're actually very, very calm, very quiet dogs.
And they're dogs like all dogs, any sort of a pet really, wants to get into a family or with somebody, they form the same bond as any other dog.
They really do. And greyhounds in particular are very sensitive animals and they're very, very affectionate. And because a lot of them do come from kennels from the racing industry, they're very much used to being handled by people and being around people. And they do tend to, once they get into a family, they do tend to form really, really close bonds. Like I said, they're very affectionate and they really are fantastic, fantastic pets.
And it's a good time of year as well because a lot of people, now, so I'll have to put it in the word unfortunately, because a lot of times in the programme we spend about Christmas, I mean, don't think about a dog as a present, because it is for life, and a lot of dogs are discarded after Christmas. But it is, that's the negative side. But the positive side is if anybody is thinking of getting a dog for their kids, they couldn't do any better than get a greyhound.
Yeah, greyhounds are fantastic with kids. They really are. They're so, like I said, with them being so sensitive and being so affectionate, they really do seem to pick up on the fact that they're smaller people. And I always notice with my dogs when there are kids around, they suddenly become even more gentle and even more careful. And they just adore children. And kids seem to love them as well. And I think it's a really, really important message to get out to people that, you know, a dog is definitely not for Christmas. I mean, a dog is, you're talking a 10 to 15, maybe even a 20-year commitment with some dogs. Mm-hmm. Financially, emotionally, you need to know that you're going to be there to walk them. And there are so many dogs in the pounds and rescues all over Ireland. And I think it's just so important that if you do decide to bring a dog into your home, please do go to pounds, please go to rescues, and please do think about getting a greyhound, because really they are fantastic pets.
Okay, and I suppose I should point out as well, another misconception is that people probably think that they're high maintenance for a start, and also that they need lots and lots of exercise because of what they think they do all the time.
Yeah, well, actually, if you think about it, a lot of greyhounds, even racing greyhounds who are in kennels, they do spend most of their time cooped up in crates. And greyhounds are actually bred for short bursts of energy. So they, what they need is roughly 2 20-minute walks per day, and that is it. Then they are exhausted and they lie on the sofa and they sleep. They sleep for between 14 to 16 hours a day. They're one of the quietest breeds of dogs that there are out there. They are not prone to any diseases, as a lot of breeds are. Mm-hmm. They're a particularly healthy breed. They're not prone to arthritis or diabetes like some other dogs are. They need no grooming whatsoever because they have very short hair. And the other great thing about greyhounds is they have no undercoat. So a lot of people who are allergic to dogs find that they're not actually allergic to greyhounds because they produce less allergens.
Well, there's a lot of things going for there, especially the part about the minimal shedding. I mean, that can be a nightmare for
people.
Yeah,
it's a big deal. Now, you will find that in the summertime they will lose their winter coat, so a little bit of hair comes off. Mm-hmm. But really, it's very, very little. I mean, I've got two greyhounds here in an apartment. I hoover once a week and that's fine.
And how are they in an apartment now? A lot of people are quite nervous getting dogs for apartments unless they feel like they have a garden and stuff like that. But they're doing well in the apartment?
They're absolutely fine. We do have a small garden at the back where they can go. Mm-hmm. But greyhounds are indoor dogs. I mean, anyone who's ever seen a greyhound will have noticed they're very skinny. They've got a very small amount of body fat, so they are indoor dogs. They prefer to be inside. And if you did end up getting a greyhound, you'd need to bear that in mind, because they wouldn't be suitable for being outside in the garden for long amounts of time. So they're perfect for an apartment. As long as they get out, they get their little walk in the morning, they get their little walk in the afternoon, they're grand.
Okay.
And they don't smell at all. You know, you get a kind of a doggy smell off some dogs.
Yes, yeah.
You don't get that with greyhounds because they're very clean and they're constantly grooming themselves all the time. So you wouldn't even get any smell of dog. And like I said, with the very little shedding, that doesn't create any of an issue inside at all. And in fact, we're in rented accommodation. And so we were a little worried when we were getting the dogs first. But our landlord has come round and he's like, wow, Jesus, you wouldn't even know that you guys have a dog. They are really perfect.
Okay, and the high maintenance part of the perception there that people might have as well, they'd be no different from any other dog, would they?
No, absolutely not. And I mean, like any other dog, all dogs have their own personality. And the wonderful thing about if you decide that you are going to get a greyhound or any dog from a rescue, and generally the dog will have been there for a number of weeks and the rescue will have had a chance to assess the dog's personality. So if, for example, you have a cat or if you have small children at home or if you're going to be out for 4 or 5 hours during the day, if you get in touch with a rescue and you explain to them what your personal situation is, 9 times out of 10, they'll be able to match up a dog with your lifestyle.
Okay, so when you say there, if someone is walking all the time, I imagine when you said they're in the kennels quite a lot, if they're a working dog and then they've retired, so they're used to being on their own quite a lot as well.
They are used to being on their own. Well, actually, for the most part, greyhounds are kept in groups in the kennel, so they would be used to being around other dogs. But like I said, if you are going to be out for long periods of time during the day, for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, if you get in contact with the rescue, they will know. They will have spent time with the dog, so they will know that some dogs are a little bit more independent than others.
Okay.
For example, the first dog that we got, we had one greyhound on her own before we got our second dog, and at the time I was working full-time. Now, I did come home at lunchtime, but when I spoke to the rescue, they were able to say to me, we have one particular dog. She does spend a lot of time on her own. She's happy enough. She's quite independent. So that way they matched the dog up to our lifestyle, and it worked out perfectly.
And would there be many greyhounds in the rescue?
There's a huge amount of greyhounds in rescue.
Just a second question there in regards to that is because there's a lot of them. A very high percentage of them put down.
There is. There's an awful lot of greyhounds in the rescues. A lot of them are put down. For example, if you know they could be with a trainer, they could be destined for racing, and as it happens, they're not particularly good racer. They're not fast enough. So a lot of these dogs are just euthanized. Some of them would be put to sleep straight away. Some of them would be sold on to people. Sometimes they end up in bad hands, and a lot of the time they do end up in the pounds and in the rescues. And again, because they're not considered to be a pest by the Irish public, a lot of them don't end up getting adopted, which is such a shame. And I think you notice more and more in Spain, in Belgium, in Holland, you see a lot of people who are adopting greyhounds, and they're considered much more of a pest on the continent than they are here in Ireland. And I think it's just because people haven't really, they've been given bad press, and their reputation is really undeserved. Like, they really do make amazing pets. I can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, well, that's what I said at the outset. The perception there is it's not good for greyhounds, but I'm glad we're clarifying all of that. And also, they're not all old dogs and not all retired dogs. There are some
not
young dogs
at
that
all. Some of them are very, very young. Sometimes a dog can be with a trainer. It can very quickly become apparent that they're not going to be a good racer. So they can be retired at, you know, a year and a half, 2 years. And these dogs live, they generally live 13, 14 years, if all goes well. So they've got a good long life ahead of them.
Would a lot of them be in nearly all the rescue centres?
Pretty much. Now, if people are interested in adopting a greyhound, the first point of call I would advise you is to go to the Grey website. So if you go to grai.ie, that's Greyhound Rescue Association of Ireland, you'll find lots and lots of information on there. We also have a Facebook page, and all of the rescues who are involved in Grey will have links on there. And also on the Grey website, there's a list of frequently asked questions, so you can find out lots and lots about greyhounds. And if you do decide to go down that route, and I hope that some people who are listening will, if you get in touch with any of the rescues, there's no commitment involved. You know, even if you just want to go along, meet a few dogs, bring some dogs for a walk, have a chat with the people who run the rescues, there's no commitment involved, and people will be generally delighted for you to come down and bring the dogs out and meet them. It's good for socialising the dogs as well. There's no commitment involved if you just want to find out a little bit more.
And they all stay the average size that you see, whether it's on the racing or normally on the telly or around the park somewhere. They're all generally around the same size, aren't they?
There can be a big variation. I've actually got one of my greyhounds is very, very small. She's about as small as they come, and she's not much bigger than a whippet. My other greyhound would be normal size. So, I mean, the dogs that you see on the track, I mean, again, there can be a big variation, but they can be, I don't know, how's the best way of describing it?
As you see them, yeah.
I mean,
they don't get really big and fat, or they're not
four feet
off the ground or anything like some dogs.
Not at all, no. Okay. And the funny thing is, like, they might be tall, but they're skinny and they curl up small, so you don't even really, it doesn't seem like having a huge animal in the house by any means.
Okay, now, did you start up Grey yourself?
Not at all. No, I didn't. No, it was started up by a group of different rescues.
Okay. Well, what I'm really asking is, did you get the dogs after you heard about Grey, or had you got the dogs beforehand?
I got my dog. I got my first greyhound in just over two years ago. Okay. So no, I wasn't aware of grey at all. And actually, the reason that we ended up getting a greyhound was because we were living in an apartment, and I was desperate to get a dog. I was always brought up with dogs, and my boyfriend and I were trying to think about what would be the best kind of dog to get. And we went online and we were researching different dog breeds, and it just kept coming up again and again and again. Greyhounds, amazing pets, that they were easy to look after, that they were good for living in an apartment. So we just ended up getting in touch with a rescue down in Offaly called Orchard Greyhound Sanctuary, who mm-hmm. are absolutely fantastic organisation. And we ended up going down. We met Mary Jane, who runs the organisation, and we went down to her, and we just fell in love with one of the dogs and ended up bringing her home a few weeks later. And just from that, I mean, I sort of met a lot of other people in mm-hmm. Dublin who have greyhounds, and I just ended up getting involved. You know, once you kind of spend a bit of time with greyhounds, you really do. They really are charming. Like, and I just became that I wanted to get more involved, and I know you're
prejudiced, Una, but you're making them sound like the perfect pet, and it sounds like they are.
They are fabulous. They really, really are.
And as you were saying, that you don't need that much exercise, because walking around the parks every now and again myself, you don't see many of them going around. So obviously, people can just bring them, and you can bring them through the public places as well as the parks. But it sounds like it's a perfect. If people are thinking of getting a dog for the children for Christmas, or even for themselves, or for company for an older person, it sounds mm-hmm. like the perfect pet.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah.
Are they easy? Just a final question that I left out. Are they easy to train?
Are easy to train?
Well, probably. I mean, I don't mean to be like pudsy off the telly, like, and do dances,
right,
and stuff like that.
They're never going to be amazing dogs for doing tricks.
That's what I mean. No, just ordinary training.
Yeah, fine. I mean, both of my dogs were totally house trained when I got them, and okay. Generally, when you get a dog from a rescue, that's the way they will come. When you get a dog from a rescue, they will have already been neutered. They will have already been house trained. So I had no problems with mine, and they are exceptionally well behaved dogs. They've got good recall. They do as they're told. I certainly have never had any training problems with mine. People might find, depending on what the situation that the dog has come from, people might find that they might need a little bit of training, they might need a little bit of socialising mm-hmm. if they haven't been around other dogs. But I think for the most part, they tend to be pretty well-behaved dogs.
Okay, as I said, you make it sound like the perfect pet. So,
I hope so.
you do. I'm nearly tempted to go and get one myself. But for people who want more information, obviously they can go to the rescue centres and have a look. But they should go on the website, grai.ie, yeah?
Yeah, first point of call, yeah, grai.ie, or go to our Facebook page, which is, if they just search for Greyhound Rescue Association of Ireland, or for GRAI on Facebook, all our details will come up there as well.
Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope we've changed, as I said, the perception of people's idea of greyhounds.
I really hope so, and I hope everyone listening has a great Christmas.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye.